Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Brendasia. How may I help you?
Yes, I need to report possible fraud on my account.
Okay, sir. May I have your zip code?
76645.
76645. And your first and last name?
David Bowman. B as in boy, O W M A N.
Okay, can I use you to verify your address for me?
114 South Waco Street, Hillsboro, Texas.
It was 114 South Waco Street.
114 South Waco Street, W-A-C-O Street.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold while I pull up your account, sir?
Sure.
Thank you. It'll be just another second, sir. My system is loading slow.
Okay.
Okay, sir, so it looks like you entered a sweepstakes back in August on the 23rd for some cookware.
How would that involve any kind of a billing to my account?
I'm just trying to make sure it all relates back to it. I'm just trying to make sure that you were the one to make that transaction.
Well, I don't know. I may have entered a sweepstakes. I don't recall, but I don't remember receiving any kind of a bill or an invoice.
Okay, sir.
And
so
certainly
not.
I've been billed four times, starting in August, then again in September, at the end of September, then again in November, and now again in December. I'm not aware of anything that I've agreed to for that.
Yes, sir.
Certainly not as a sweepstakes.
The terms and conditions at the bottom of the sweepstakes that you enter, it stated that you will be entering the Factor Direct Savings Club membership. It also states that you have 72 hours to call and cancel. If you do not call and cancel, you will be charged the amount that you have been charged for the membership. The membership is with the Factor Direct Savings Club, where kitchen cookware would come from.
I don't know anything about that. If it was hidden in the small type, I'm not aware of it. Of course, I do want this canceled, and I want credit for these charges.
Sir, I wouldn't be able to credit you for the charges because they are valid charges.
No, I'm sorry. That's not true. Not if they're misrepresented. I can turn this in as a claim against my MasterCard account, but I think you'd probably prefer not that I do that.
I mean, if you turn it into as a claim to your MasterCard, they're just going to give us a call and verify the charges, and we will provide them with the website of the sweepstake where the terms and conditions are that stated that you'll be that you agree to the terms and conditions of it by putting your card number on there, sir. I can offer you 50% back on that first charge, the last two charges, the $67.32 and the $39.99. But as far as the rest of them, I cannot touch those.
And what's the $37.99? I don't even see that on my statement.
$39.99.
When was that billed?
That was on the 17th.
Of?
Last month.
17th of November?
Yes.
Because I don't even see that on my statement. Is that coming? Did that come through the same way with your digital, electronic, whatever?
Yes, sir.
And that's the amount is how much? $37.39.99?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what you're saying is you can give me credit for that and the $167.32?
Yes, sir, but as far as the rest of them, I cannot touch those.
And you can cancel any future billings?
Yes, sir, I can.
Okay, well, let's do that for sure. And I'll talk to MasterCard about the other. And how come I've never received any kind of a notice from you or your company stating that I was being billed for anything?
It should have been after you entered the sweepstakes. It should have. I'm gonna say should have. It should have sent you an email letting you know that you was enrolled.
And that email would be coming from who? Your digital electronic?
Yes.
Because I have no email from anybody. I've looked. I've searched my email account. And I'm not finding any email referring to any kind of a membership.
Did you check your junk in your spam folder?
I'm sorry?
Did you check your junk in your spam folder?
I'll double check it again. Do you show the date that was sent to me?
It's the same day that you signed up for the sweepstakes.
And that was when?
In August. Hold on, sir. Give me just a second.
Okay.
August the 23rd. It may be like a day or two after. Or it may be the same day. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I'll check that. But in the meantime, you can handle canceling this. You said this is a membership I've signed up for?
A subscription, yes, sir.
A subscription. And I never receive anything from anybody on a monthly basis.
Okay, yes, sir. It should have been. You should have most people get there and set their email. And make sure you have the right email on file.
What do you show?
BowmanBooks@gmail.com.
Yes, that's a valid email.
Okay, sir. I'm not sure why you didn't receive the email.
Okay, so what do I need to do anything else to cancel this?
I already canceled it.
Okay, you're canceling and you're issuing credit for $39.99 and $67.32.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to do some more research on the email and we'll take it from there.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.